Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are back. We are better than ever. This is the Brilliantly Dumb Show. You have Joey D coming on the bottom half. Mikey, what possibly...
Oh, my God.
Is the first quarter over? He has.
First quarter over, Toledo, Eastern Michigan, and Maction is live. And it's a Wednesday night. And listen, we try not to record on Maction nights because of this very reason. It's all over the place. It starts at 7 o'clock. And now this is an only subs pick. We're at 7-0. The clock is ticking. 4 minutes and change remaining in the game.
What do you need?
I need Toledo to score any which way. It could be a field goal. It could be a touchdown. It doesn't matter. It's 9.5.
Toledo.
Michael, you got it.
The Rockets. Joe.
You have a family.
I know. Yeah.
And to
win. Cross the field.
Okay. 4 minutes and we're across midfield. So I feel pretty good there.
Well, I will tell you, college kickers ain't good, so you better hope for a touchdown.
Joey D.
Why would you say that? Why? I only need three. Why would you say that?
Gambling etiquette.
Because now if they kick a field goal and they shank it, this is solely on your shoulders.
That's ridiculous.
It is.
I'm just telling you that you want a touchdown to seal the deal.
I would love a touchdown. I'll take the field goal, though. I will.
Say, Joey D's one of the greatest riders there are out there.
No, he is, but his etiquette's... Yeah.
Would you say he's got some of the worst gambling etiquette you've ever seen in your time?
Yeah, I'd have to say so.
That's outrageous, man. I was just saying to him, I wasn't cheering against him. I was saying you want a touchdown because these kids don't know how to kick nowadays.
Is that the watch that I got you? Yeah, look at that. That's good to see.
Wow, nice.
I haven't seen it in a while, man. I got the guy a nice watch. I just want to see him wear it.
That was a while ago, that watch. That was like the full-time
present
watch. That was
the first time
watch.
I ever met Beardow.
That's right. That's right. Nice. That was that weekend. That's right.
Now, by the way, we have another meeting of the minds coming up that's going to take place Saturday. Now, here's the deal.
Stay tuned
on the live show. We are hang tight on the live show. We're trying to get an update. We're working. We want to get this done. The people deserve the live show. Why are you laughing?
Look at Michael.
It's bad.
Yes, go!
All right,
listen, I just need this. I need it.
I think.
Well, you know, the funny thing is that whenever I watch a game.
But at least I'm being blatant about it. It's up there. Like, as soon as it's over, I'm blatant, and we know it's over. We got clock control. It's not like I'm going to be.
Oh, you're at the 30. Where are they at? They're 30.
But I almost think.
Wait, drop back.
Don't get sacked.
No, don't get sacked. Get rid of the ball.
You got to get rid of that
Look
football.
Look at this. Joseph, let's go.
You're looking very, very good.
Yeah, man, we got issues. I'm so retired, by the way.
Okay, here's the thing. Live show is 99% happening. It's just a matter of the venue. That's pretty much where we're at.
You know what? I tell Hammerstein, you go fuck itself.
We'll never be welcome there again.
Come on, dude. Why do we got to call Hammerstein? We may need them down.
That's a touchdown, Toledo.
By the way,
touchdown,
did I not call
Toledo?
Did I not call touchdown? Did I not call
now,
touchdown?
Bob, watch this. Bob, just like this. Look at this. Boom.
Did I not call touchdown?
By the way.
Nice TV.
Baker Mayfield had messaged me, and he does listen to the Brilliantly Dumb Show.
No, he doesn't. This is bullshit.
This is total bullshit, man. Baker had messaged me that he is going to come on to the Brilliantly Dumb Show to defend himself. So here's the deal, Mikey.
Mikey said he would say it straight to his face.
I really hope that you stick to your guns here. I really do. I really hope.
Oh, bro. Listen, I'm first of all, now that I know he's coming on, I'll be decked out in OSU gear. That's number one. Number two, I'm going to say Baker. I'm going to say, why did you have, well, I'll save it. I'll save it for when he comes on, but I will stick to my guns 100%.
What were you going to say? What would you say to Baker?
I would ask him, you know, what provoked you after what happened the year prior in Norman, Oklahoma, when Ohio State just, you know, they beat you and that was it. What provoked you when you beat them in their stadium that made you think it was a good idea to just plant your flag in the middle of the field? I just don't think it was a move. I don't think it was a move becoming of a gentleman, a Southern gentleman.
This happened ages ago.
I understand, but I hold grudges. So that's a grudge I hold.
I think if Baker comes on, the narrative of Mikey V will change.
By the way, I saw something compelling today, a statistical comparison between Lamar Jackson's numbers and Baker Mayfield's numbers since they both entered the league. It is eerily similar. Yards, touchdowns, yards, interceptions. I'm just talking passing, one playoff win each. Just very, very, very eerily similar, which is wild to think about because Lamar won an MVP and Lamar is like consensus of top five quarterback people talk about him. Like, so that's weird, but it's good to have Baker. I'd like to have Baker on.
I told you he's a friend of the pod.
Dear friend of the program. Mikey V's had some issues with friends of the program.
Yeah,
That's not true. What are you going to bring up now? We're going to bring up Christian Kirk.
That's worse. Okay.
And I read by the way, a little quiet out of the Kirk camp lately. In
Jackson.
A little quiet.
That's not.
I'd love for him to pick it up. I got Trevor on all my fantasy teams.
By the way, the Jaguars are playing great football.
Great football. Yeah, no, team football. No question.
You know, they asked Odell Beckham. I saw an interview with Odell Beckham, who, by the way, I can't stand him.
I was going to say, I thought you hate Odell.
I do.
Well, yeah. Hate's a strong word, but dislike.
If you could have another one-handed catch or win a game, like have a one-handed
catch, lose
one-handed. A game or win a game, he couldn't answer the question. And like, yeah, obviously, I think if you ask just about any wide receiver, they're going to tell you that they take the one-handed catch. But to not even be PR aware, just to say.
The one-handed catch was sick. That was a fingertip.
It was a sick.
Well, yeah, thumb. And, it was literally thumb and two fingers. It was like a pistol catch.
That was insane.
Yeah, that was.
By the way, I watched a movie for the first time in a long time, start to finish on the plane the other day.
What movie?
That I'm starting to get into these things, man.
Into what movies?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
Welcome to the 21st century, Bob.
Talking about getting into movies, like it's getting into like, you know, reading romance novels. Like it's just a bizarre thing to say.
Like,
what movie was it?
It was American Sniper.
Bradley Cooper.
Because you know why movie. I watched it? We were on the flight. The Wi-Fi was dead. I had nothing to do. Worse. And midway through it, I'm like, this is so nice. Like, I'm disconnected for the first time in a long time.
We're not going to get duped into bringing back Bobby Blockbusters, though.
You know, maybe. No.
that was the preparation that would have to go into
Me and
episode?
Joe literally, yeah, we would go
I
into
never
that.
Prepped
that
more
like
for an
thing.
Episode than during Bobby Blockbusters.
We've never had any episode prep other than the Blobby, under than the Bobby Blockbuster.
That's
segment.
It. I told
that was the
half
only
an
time
hour
we've
before.
Ever prepped for an episode. I mean, I know it shows sometimes,
too,
but hey.
I had to watch the movie.
Oh, give me a break. We were giving great
suggestions.
That's
2-3 hours.
So we have next Friday, Breezy Bar opening.
Correct.
Gigantic.
It's huge.
We have live show Saturday.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then we have NFL Sunday.
Yeah. And we actually...
what happened?
Oh, Bob didn't tell you.
I didn't tell you. You very well could have told him the same way that.
So NFL Sunday is off now.
It's not off, but it's a lot. I mean, it's a lot. It's a lot.
Bobby canceled NFL Sunday.
I did not cancel NFL Sunday yet.
That's good because I should let my wife know, considering she's already prepared for like 20 people to come over the house. So.
No, it's not officially canceled yet, but we need to have the dialogue
about it. Look, what's the dialogue?
Joey D's got a lot going on. I mean, it's a long stretch.
What do you mean, me?
Well, Joe, you got to want to get home. You have a fiance now.
That's a cop out.
This is unbelievable.
Wait, what? She already has a spread ready?
I mean, it's next weekend. We've had to prepare for that. Yes. I thought it was lock, stock, and smoking barrel.
What are you putting this to me? You're the same way that you don't know if you're going to be able to do it Sunday. Don't just put it on me now.
I said in the group chat today, I said, what is the plan? What day are we coming back? I said, Bob, what do you want to do? He said, I'd really like to leave early Sunday morning.
There you go. There you have it. That's it.
In his defense, I'll say this. Devil's advocate, his defense, the kid has been traveling more around the world than anyone I've ever seen. It hurts me to see how sad Mikey V is.
But we can't. That's the thing, is we can't complain because it sounds so bad if we sit here and say that we're tired. That's why I really don't like saying it, that I won't say, hey.
You told me you're tired.
Well, I told you, but I don't like to tell the world if we say to the world, hey, you know, we're really tired, we're exhausted. It sounds bad because technically what we do is we golf for a living, but I'm fucking tired. I'm really tired.
He's going to Zihuatanejo, Mexico tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough.
Mike, that sounds really difficult. Hey, they got resort.
Sounds bad. I get it. It sounds really
it's a lot of traveling. I mean, you guys have no home base anymore. It's like, it's really like you're just on the road all the time, which is exhausting. And that's a lot, but to disrespect on a Sunday is just a total, I did not see that coming. That threw me for a loop. That really did. That hurts. That hurts.
Me too, man.
Well, Bob was saying that we were going to do the Saturday for all the games.
Saturday for all the games, and then with the live show, and then dinner.
And then dinner.
We do have, you know, we do have Thursday, Friday, Saturday, but I will say NFL Sunday is NFL Sunday.
By the way, just on a side note, I'm hearing murmurs that Diamonds may make an appearance in a fur jacket.
Is
for what?
Do we have
for the Diamonds? Five iron.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, that's very possible.
What do you do with Nicky Diamonds in a 5 iron? I mean, this guy's got
nothing. He's gonna order 7 and 7s. VO gingers. He's gonna order VO gingers. If they have VO there, who knows?
What is VO ginger?
We should.
It's like Seagram's and Seagram's. It's like whiskey and ginger.
The first time I visited Mikey V, we were in the car and Diamonds called Bear Down, and he made it seem like he was requesting something big, like he had a huge request. In reality, he was asking for gum. But he wanted like a certain kind. What did he say, Mikey? You always.
I forget. It was like this. It was like Spearmint Orbit, but not the hard orbit. The soft orbit. Like the softer orbit.
Joe, I wish I had this call and record. It was one of the most absurd, outrageous things I've ever heard in my time.
He is one of the funniest. And he's not trying to be funny. He's just being himself. But he's such a character, and he cracks me up so much.
Now
it's one-on-one.
And I'll tell you this: if we can pull off this live show, if the live show goes down,
do Bob, you know, will say Sunday?
What's that? NFL Sunday has.
I think. Sunday, let me tell you this right now: NFL Sunday is probably dead. It's dead.
That's the read I'm getting.
Correct me.
By the way,
it may hurt, but am I wrong?
It's not official. Okay. It's not official. I mean, but it's sad to see.
It's sad to see the.
I mean, Joe, you're sitting here like you don't feel like you need to get back home too. Do you want to do the extra day? As much as I would love to go see Mikey V,
love spending time with Michael.
Then let's do NFL Sunday.
Yeah.
Then let's do NFL Sunday. So NFL Sunday's back on. NFL Sunday's back on. Because you know what?
Good.
You know
We're
what,
back.
Mikey? No, here's the deal.
Good.
As much as I'm going to see you Thursday, I'm going to see you Friday.
Not going to see you Thursday. Why am I seeing you Thursday? For what?
We get in Thursday, so I'd like to think we'd see you Thursday.
I'm not going
to
see you Thursday. I'll see you Friday at the Breezy Open.
I'll see you Saturday.
Yeah.
I don't need to see you Sunday. You know who I need.
What an absolute gotcha.
Now, let me finish.
That's fine.
It's not about you. It's about Holly.
Oh,
that's what I agree.
It's about Holly.
Well, I'd like to think it's something to do with Mikey, too.
Of course. Are you kidding me? Of course.
And what about Dom?
That's what I'm saying. Dom. Yeah.
What about G Baby?
We really need to do NFL Sunday. And you know what, Joe? I'm going to be the bad guy here. For some reason, I'm turning into the bad guy on this. You're just as much the culprit in this, too, because you're just as much.
Bob, you don't have to.
I can show the text.
I really don't want to see them. Listen, either way is fine. You guys have been going nonstop. it's good that this came to light because I need to know. I mean, there was a lot of, we were discussing menu. We were making orders. Things were happening.
Let's hear the
menu is going to be, you know, we're going to have the stuffed breads, the fresh mozzarella. We're going to have, we're going to have sandwiches, some sandwiches catered up from Talisheros or wherever, or whatever.
Delicious.
They're ready to cater. They're ready to go. You know, Nikki Smigs, I think, is going to come over with his girl. And then, I was assuming Perez was going to come. So this is, you know, I have to get this ironed out. Now, one way or another, but I got to get it ironed out.
But by the way, it's happening Sunday. So there's nothing. We're back on.
You better call and change flights.
You're not twisting.
He already booked the flight.
No, I did not already book the flights, Joe. What are you talking about? He wouldn't make that up.
You're smiling, Bob. You can't even. Not laugh.
I didn't book the flights. I didn't already book the flights.
Someone else did.
Yeah.
But they're not booked. NFL Sunday's back on.
He is going to get on the call as soon as his podcast ends, and he's going to have to make some work happen.
United.
But again, I don't, it sounds so bad for us to say that we're tired. It really sounds so bad, but I'm fucking tired.
Here's what I'm going to say for this weekend, and I'm just going to say it.
Fuck.
It's time to suck it up for this weekend.
Wow.
Okay, all right.
So this weekend, I think it's time to suck it up. And I know you can.
That too, Joe. It's amazing to me that Joe is skating by.
Joe tried to hide in the weeds here a little bit. It seemed like he tried to hide in the weeds.
I tried to hide.
You did bring it to light.
I didn't shy away from anything.
That was a bold strategy.
If I was going to try to stay away from it, I wouldn't talk about it.
Right. Or he brought it to light knowing that if he brings it to light and puts it on Bob, then he's the one who could remain in the weeds.
That's ridiculous. I'm not that devious.
Okay. Okay.
I don't think I'm smart enough to concoct.
Hey, by the way, NFL Sunday back on.
Back on. NFL Sunday's back on.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Bob coming in hot here, just getting right in your face to let you know respectfully that the Brilliant Dumb Show is brought to you by the fine folks over at DraftKings. NBA season is here better than ever. And right now, using promo code DUMB, bet just $5 on an NBA bet and get up to $200 instantly in bonus bets. Any NBA bet, let's get after it. Let's do it the right way. New customers, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today. We'll see you over there. Again, that's going to be promo code DUMB. DraftKings to the moon.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY to 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, KS. Licensee partner Golden Nugget Lake Charles, LA. 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in ONT. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
I thought Sundays were good. Mikey's got a new segment, Mondays.
Wednesdays.
Oh, it's on Wednesdays.
That's cooler.
Tell him about the new segment. Mikey's got a segment for every day of the week now, by the way.
That's not true.
He's got something for every day.
Mikey Muggs. Mikey Muggs.
Show me your mugs. Yeah, show me your mugs is wildly popular.
Wildly popular.
A lot of submissions on Show Me Your Mugs.
Wildly popular.
A lot of comments. A lot of DMs.
It's a real hit.
I think Cousy's Cooler is a hit.
A lot of people,
smart people, good people, they're saying, quite frankly, I think it is a good segment.
Sponsored by Kanga.
Yes, our good friends at Kanga Cooler, great coolers, American made coolers, some of the finest coolers you'll ever find.
We're back Sunday.
We're back.
Sunday, we're back.
And I hope there's a Kanga cooler packed with with assortment of beverages.
Oh, I mean, Joe, I mean, you haven't, well, you haven't been since we moved in the new house. You haven't seen the new house. I mean, this is, well, of course, the red carpet will be rolled out. Of course it will be.
It's
Bob, you better get on that call and change those flights, dog.
So you're nodding your head, so you did book the flight.
No.
Yeah, you just nodded your head. You're like this.
We said that we're probably going to leave Sunday, early Sunday morning, but the flights have not been official. And by the way, do you know who's a big advocate for staying? Who I don't even know if you had planned to have come.
Ticket?
Jet.
Binyamin Schicker.
Oh, man, I would love to have Jet, man. Like, that's, I swear to God, hand to God on my kids, I really thought Ticket, I was planning for, and then I was
Ticket wanted to stay, if any of them back out,
but I was planning for the full shebang. Ticket, Jet, you guys, and Perez, and then obviously telling Smigs, and that was, you know, that was going to be it. Basically the same crew that we do, and then, you know, that's it. The TV with the line down the middle is gone. It's gone. It's fucking gone.
The Sony Bravia.
The Samsung 77 is just, it's, this thing is just, I'm in love with this thing. And then we'll have the red zone on the bar TV, of course. We'll have the red zone going simultaneous. No delay. But we could have the YouTube quad box on the 77.
Yeah.
A lot of action to be had on Sunday.
Sunday's really back on. Just in regards to the Tolercios, because I love Tolercios, dear friend of the program is Tolercios.
Yeah.
Those Sparrow subs you got, I think we should do a taste test for Joey Dave, because Tolercios is great. But if you put them head to head with that Sparrow sandwich, you got
Sparrows.
Sparrows.
Yeah.
I thought Sparrows was a pizza place.
That's Sbarro's. That's Sbarro's, the chain you're thinking of. Sbarro's. Yeah, this is just
that's what he said, I thought.
Sparrows, SP, not SB. But yeah, I can see. Yeah.
All right.
I mean, if you put them head to head, you really got yourself a battle. But Sunday's not about you, Mikey. Sunday's about Holly B. It's about Dom. Yeah,
as it should be. As it really should be. She lives for moments like this. I mean, this is where she shines. She wants to do it for the, you know, she wants to make it the best.
The poor girl's trying to raise kids, and she's got a husband downstairs watching Maction betting on fucking Middle Tennessee and God knows who.
It was Toledo in Eastern Michigan, Bob.
Toledo and Eastern Michigan. I'm just busting your chops, Mike.
By the way, nice little run we're on. Very nice little run. As far as the picks.
Oh. Well, the show's pretty hot, too.
Show's red hot.
Show's pretty
hot. Live show coming up next Saturday. Save the date. Save the date because the info will drop. And when it drops, they're going to go because the venue's a little smaller than the Hammerstein. So the tickets will go very fast.
By the way, if we wanted to go to Hammerstein, we can't because Joey D just fucking banged them.
That's correct also.
What a stupid name, Hammerstein. Kick rocks. It was never Hammerstein. It was always whatever the hell else we're going to do.
The shit that they then threw at us.
They acted like they were Madison Square Garden, man.
I told you that they've had Billy Joel, Bruce Springsteen. They've had Guns N' Roses. Like that, they are not going to like. They've had A-list people there, Joe.
I wish I
They don't get us.
Joey
D in the Vineyard Vines teal t-shirt with that chain is a total. This is like 2003.
Fly fishing.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, fly fishing. Yes.
Absolutely.
That's like 2003, like just North Jersey high school right there.
Did you see Joe put his car for sale on Instagram?
Yeah, Joey Jags. Yeah. Car comes with busted air conditioning and $30,000.
No, the AC has been fixed.
Okay.
It is 100% back.
Wow.
No parking tickets because my car's not registered in the state of California. They could never find me. Anyways.
You heard about this, right, Mike? We've talked about this, right?
Yeah, we talked about
He's been collecting parking tickets.
That's absurd.
For years. Now, let me ask you, Mikey, is that something that would, cause to me, there's no way that doesn't come back to bite him in the end. He has been collecting tickets for years.
The parking ticket is tied to the license plate, which is tied to the registered owner of the vehicle.
Right.
If Joe is the registered owner of the vehicle, there is more than likely several warrants out for his arrest in traffic court.
Maybe if I was in Canada.
There's a
wrinkle in time.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know the judicial system that well.
It's Canadian plates, Bob. It's not registered.
Is it Canadian plates on that car?
Yes. Beautiful British Columbia. Come suck these nuts.
This guy is living a dangerous
life. By the way, I hope they find me in Florida. Because that's where I'm headed.
This is like what Gotti used to do when he used to like walk around in the streets and flaunt it in front of the FBI, like in front of the fishing game club down there in Brooklyn, or at the Ravenite when he used to hang out in front of the Ravenite on camera and just wave at the feds. Like you can't do that. Eventually, they're going to get you, Joe.
Joey D's going to be shot.
If they got Gotti, they can get you.
Joey D's going to be shot down outside of Frankie and Johnny's.
Like Paul Castellano with a big cigar hanging out of his mouth.
Jesus.
By the way, I'll go down swinging. I was watching that documentary too. What
a Gotti doc?
Yeah.
Tremendous. On Netflix, the three-parter, is the best Gotti covered documentary I've watched. And they've made so many. That's the best one.
Unbelievable. I'm like 25 minutes in. I absolutely love it so far. I mean, it is really, really good.
Really good.
All right, well, here's the deal, Joey D. We got a segment to get into because every Brilliantly Dumb show has a segment. That segment is going to be buy or sell. What did you see that you like? What did you see that you did not like of the week? Let's start with you, Joey D. Buy or sell? Something tells me he's going to sell.
No, I'm buying this week. And this, you know what? This might only appeal to a small demographic of listeners, but I got to give props because this is close to my heart. The Vancouver Canucks are the third best team in the NHL right now. And I tell you what, right now, they're going to break my heart very soon, just like all my other teams do. They will break my heart. But right now, they are unbelievable. It is so nice to have a team win again.
Why do you think they're going to break your heart, just out of curiosity?
Well,
are they overachieving?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I'm asking honestly.
We have never won a Stanley Cup in our entire existence in over 50 years.
Okay.
It's like being a Bears fan. You guys have actually won. You've won Super Bowls. So it's even worse.
One.
Well, that's more than I have for Stanley Cups. Okay. And I've watched this team go to this game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals. And twice I watched the city burn to the ground because we lost and the city rioted in the streets. This time, if we even have a chance to get there, I don't think it'll ever happen. But right now, I'm loving what I'm seeing. The Canucks are back. I'm excited. Hockey's back. The Packers stink. So I move on to the Vancouver Canucks, and I'm buying them the 2023.
You know what? I think you are right that there may be like three people who actually do care about that take, though. I really do believe that.
I have it.
I tell you what, Joe, you know this. Last year, there was no bigger proponent And for the NHL during the playoffs than me.
You were hot as a pistol.
Besides that, I was very much into it. And I don't have a team, but I was very much into playoff
hockey.
There's
a lot of listeners. Playoff hockey was fun. A lot of Canadian listeners who are going to be happy that I stood for that take.
Yes.
And that's why I did it.
Yep.
That being said, I'll probably sell the next 5 weeks, but this week's a buy.
I got to sell this week, Robert.
Or Mike.
I am selling. I don't know if anyone else has noticed this. Monday Night Football, they have now, it's Disney owned because it's on ABC, ESPN, and now it's owned by Disney. They have the on the field microphones and they mute the entire broadcast when a player starts cursing or when I guess they think a player. And have you noticed in the broadcast, it completely mutes out, like the broadcaster literally gets muted. It's not like it's a delay. The whole thing just goes mute. It happened so many times the other night when I was watching Monday Night Football, it literally ruined the broadcast. And that's exactly why they do it because then you could see it on Twitter because Twitter will come up with what actually was said on the field. And you got Max Crosby cursing like a sailor, but they mute the broadcast. They have to just take the player mic off the field, get rid of it because it's ruining the entire broadcast.
Mike,
it's muting over Aikman and Buck. I know that, but it just ruins the whole flow of it. Like the TV sound just goes off. It's fucking terrible.
What I'm saying is the mic'd up segments always stink anyways. They get like
sometimes
a couple.
They're entertaining if they get a good guy. It's entertaining. It is. It is entertaining.
I liked Luke Kuechly mic'd up. Those were good.
Yeah, yes. You know, I like the mic'd up when they went to the mic'd up feature as its own feature, when they looked at it and they rewound the tape, and like during the game, they'd go back to a play and they would play what he was saying. Don't do the live on field mic. It's ridiculous. It's stupid because it's ruining. It's muting the entire broadcast. It happens every other play. I'm sitting there the one night. I'm like, I thought something was wrong with the television because of my run of luck on TVs. I wouldn't have. That's not at all what it is. It's the cursing. Disney, no. you gotta just get rid of it. Stop, get rid of it.
I do another really good mic'd up guy. Luke Kuechly was good. Brian Cushing was.
The Cush.
You ever hear one of those things?
Bergen Catholic's finest, Brian Cushing, in New Jersey.
Bergen Catholic guy?
Bergen Catholic, yeah.
Who else was good on the mic'd up was Randy Moss.
Randy Moss is good.
Yeah. He was a shit talker. That's right.
They had some great, some of those guys are great mic'd up. They're great.
You have so much pride in our home state of New Jersey. You really do. And it's great. And so do I. But my goal is to get you to Florida. I think it's going to be a tougher sell than you may lead on to get you and the family down to Florida to be with the boys. I really do. I worry about that often.
Do you worry about that all?
No, I do. I really do. I think it's going to be really tough
to convince
you to go down there. Now, look, for the right price, for the whole right system, everything, it's doable. But I just think it's a lot tougher sell than you may lead on. Because a lot of people ask me.
You know, I feel like for like Perez, like giving up, and this is no disrespect to the great state of Virginia or people that listen from Virginia. But I just feel like if I lived in like fucking Iowa, and no disrespect to our listeners from Iowa, Iowa may be a great state. I'd probably be willing to leave Iowa within 5 seconds if that was
right. By the way, Iowa took a cheap shot last week, I think.
No, Idaho.
Oh, Idaho.
Another state that perhaps.
States.
Yeah.
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 Go ahead, Mikey.
It's your turn.
Oh, that's all you.
That's my sell. I'm selling that on-field microphone. It's terrible. Get rid of it. It's a waste of everyone's time. It just ruins the broadcast. That's
I thought you were going to go into a spiel about Iowa.
No.
Okay. Yeah. Well, look out for Mikey coming to Florida. We're going to do everything we can to get Mikey V over down to Florida. I'm going to buy.
YouTube TV.
YouTube, that's done.
UTV's already been bought. So we're on the sell. You'd have to sell it now, right?
It's been bought, sold, and bought again.
I think it was sold and then bought back.
A lot of people got upset about that.
Three times.
A lot of people got upset about it, but it was a real thing. Did you end up trying the YouTube TV for college football?
No, I don't have YouTube TV.
Oh,
I only have the Sunday NFL package. I got to get the YouTube
Bob
TV.
Bob bought the whole YouTube TV just to watch the Sunday package.
He puts it up on one Instagram story, it becomes a write-off. That's the way these things work. I mean, that's the way it is.
You know what I'd love to see? If Joey D ever got audited, you imagine how entertaining that audit would be if the government...
Oh, my God. Asking him for receipts?
Oh, it would be one of the funniest fucking
things. Well, you got electronic receipts now. You don't need
Yes, it's true.
Fair enough. I'm going to buy... We saw him live, and then I went into a deep dive on him. I think he's one of the funniest comedians I've ever seen. I'm obsessed with him now. Is Shane Gillis. Have you dove into him at all, Mikey?
He's got a Netflix special, doesn't he?
Ever since we saw him live, my biggest regret that I'm going to have leaving LA is you have all these comedy clubs at your disposal is going to be not going out and seeing that many of different events that they do and different shows.
Oh, yeah, he's good. I had to refresh my memory. I knew I'd seen the Netflix special. When he does the bit about becoming a conservative, whatever it is, like if you're old, you're becoming a conservative or something like that. It was very, very funny.
Usually with the politics, it's like very low hanging fruit for these comedians. He can do it, and he does it so fucking good.
Yeah.
He does a good Trump.
Yeah, his Trump is insane, bro. His Trump is insane. I saw that the other day too. He was doing something Trump talking about. I don't even know what. When we killed the head of ISIS. And he was like, did you guys see Trump's press conference on that? And he's like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Or whatever. Al-Baghdadi. We killed him. He's dead. Not a good guy. Not a good person. Whatever. It was so fucking good, bro. He's on point. Really good.
The impressions really good that we get from this crew between Mikey B can do really good impressions. And then Perez and Jet are very good.
Jet is real. Jet's Gus Johnson is really fuck, bro. It's really good. He started good.
You know, the thing with Jet with the Gus Johnson impression, he's been doing it so much. He's starting to talk like that.
Yeah. That's
you wild. Recognize that, Bob?
That's wild.
Yeah, I have.
Everything he's saying is accentuated or like emphasized like way more than it should be.
That's how I felt about Maniscalco though. I felt like Maniscalco, he was so much like, to me, I grew up watching Andrew Dice Clay. And to me, Maniscalco's cadence is so identical to Dice Clay's. Like Dice Clay was doing that 30 years ago. So whenever I hear Maniscalco, all I hear is Dice Clay. That's all I hear when I hear him talking. I'm just like,
that's like a comedian who looks like Elvis, right?
Dice Clay? Yeah, I mean, I guess he's got like the like Danny Zuko from Grease, basically.
Yeah. Big glasses, the big chain.
Yeah, he was great, man. Back in the day, he was so funny.
When young Jamie took us to the mothership and he took us into this back room, like you know where all the comedians go. There's a whole thing on the wall of Don Rickles and all the jokes that he was writing, and it's just a full wall of all of the jokes he would write down. I thought it was the coolest thing.
That is cool. I mean, Don Rickles is one of my all-time favorites also. I mean,
you had him on your list.
I mean, he was incredible. Now, the sad part is like 60 to 70% of the comedy that these guys did, like if you did it today, forget it. Like people would like, they would just, their heads would just explode, which is ridiculous because it's comedy. It's comedy. You know, you could laugh. It's comedy. It's not meant to be taken like as literal opinion. It's comedy.
Yeah.
So, but Rickles is definitely one of those guys.
Shane Gillis, I cannot get enough of.
Ladies and gentlemen, this episode of the Brilliant Dumb Show is brought to you by BetterHelp. BetterHelp.com. Whether you are in a funk in your life, you need somebody to talk to, somebody to help you get back on track, BetterHelp.com is the place to go. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BDS today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/BDS for 10% off your first month. Go over to BetterHelp.com, get everything back on track, and do it the right way. Talk to somebody today. BetterHelp.com.
Joey D, you may not want to, but something that has to be done for the Brilliant Dumb Show next week that will happen is anytime we mention any type of food, Mikey's been very good about it. When we send it over to him, he tries it, he gives it a go. We have to try the Burger King wraps. We got to give that a go. Mikey's been at
the Royal McChickens. They're very good. Yeah, they're very good. They're good.
Tell you what else I had that I hated how good it was.
What?
First time ever having it. The Wendy's breakfast.
Yeah. Oh, we had Wendy's yesterday too. It was sensational.
It was really good, Mike.
Wendy's is great.
I'm back on Wendy.
Whoa, no. You can't just go jumping like that there, Joey D. You can't do that.
You can't deny the product she puts out.
That'd be like you and Nicole getting married at the Hammerstein Ballroom next month. You burnt the bridge. It's done. It's over, Joe. You
never say never, Mikey V. if they got a good band, then we're talking.
Yeah. Guns N' Roses is actually going to come out for a reunion concert.
I'll dance my first dance to Axl Rose.
What an old timeline. By the way, I'm starting to realize like Cutsy's wedding is just going to be like all of his different brand deals. Like I'm starting.
No, it's not.
Like a lot of like just Coronas all over the
place. Fireball. Yeah, we said
it's the Fireball. It's not.
Yeah,
it's
Fireball not. And then like beef jerky. You know,
there's going to be some of that. What is that other thing you and Perez are pushing now? That unsweetened tea or what is that?
St. James.
Yeah.
It's gonna
The hotel room the next morning when you wake up, if you stay at the hotel, it's gonna be St. James unsweetened tea. Nothing cures the hangover like St. James sweet tea.
That'd be a great ad. Day after the wedding.
Yeah, it really is.
Post game, St. James. Yo, me and Perez are doing. We got to do a brand deal. Bob was kick just dying when we told we got to do it for this shampoo company called Flakes. Can you imagine Perez and I, we got to go on the golf course and just let our hair fly like madmen.
Yeah, but that's good. Yeah, but that's a good thing for you, though, because you have the mane to do that. I mean, Perez does too, to a degree. When he finds out
these deals that we do, he just chomps at the bit to wait to see the ad. Like, he's like, he can't wait to watch it come out. He's sick, twisted.
He's a consumer of all that.
I would love like just watching like a good like sellout post, like just a cringy ad of a guy that just has something. I love it. I'm not gonna sit here and say I haven't had my fair share because I got a whole lot.
Hand up if you have.
Hand up and count it. Hand up. I mean, I've had some sellout posts, but something about the Perez ones really get me going.
Do you see his Raising Cane's one back in the day?
I just
now is time for me.
I have a video. I am in possession of a video from the Chicago Breezy where Bob does an impromptu Corbell promotion with Paige in the background, also giving a little shout out to Corbell. This video, if Corbell got their hands on it, has got to be worth quite a bit of money. And Bob's so bombed, he's like, let me tell you something, if it ain't Corbell, we don't want it.
You know what?
Bobby Pointers is out in full force. That finger is just fucking pointing right at that camera, ready to take somebody's eye out. If it ain't Corbell, we don't want it. It's so good.
Bob might end up on the horn with Corbell and then call you to gas for the video once they sponsor.
I love a little bubbly.
Yeah, shit, man. Damn. What a page.
Let's be honest. We love anything that comes our way.
The guy videotaping it from Corbell was like, what about you, Paige? What about you? I don't know where it's from. And she's like, oh my God, I just love it. It's just a great. I just love it. Really good ad for Corbell, to be honest. Really, really good.
Yo, when we do the breezies, you've seen it, Mikey, in Chicago. She has to bring a bodyguard with her. And like, understandably so. When you hear
this guy's a great guy. Great guy. Great guy.
She has a new one in Miami.
So you know why that is. She has territorial handlers. If she goes to a certain area of the country, it's a different guy. I learned that from the guy in Chicago. Yeah.
Yeah.
This guy, wild.
This guy was fucking awesome.
That's great.
What a phrase, territorial handlers.
That's what I would call them. I don't know what else you'd call them. I mean, territorial. I mean, they by region. Regional handler?
Regional handler.
Yeah.
I'd kill for Mikey V's verbiage. He's got some of the best his wordplay is some of the best. He's got some of the best wordplay I've ever seen in my life.
Thank you, Robert.
And Joey D does too, but some of the shit
Joey D absolutely does, but it because it's so funny.
Yeah.
Because when Joe butchers a saying, it's top quality content and it can't be made up. That's why it's so good, because you couldn't even make it up if you tried. It's just so fucking good.
The thing with Joe too is like what's fun for me, like when people realize, like even people in the tournament come up to me and they're like that's really Joe, like it's not a bit. I'm like, no, like I've known him for years, like that's it. The thing with Joe is like he could say something that's so dumb and then come out with something so smart that such a small portion of the population would know. Like it's bizarre. He can hit you with something that like just makes no sense and is just so dumb, and then hit you with something so incredibly smart, like a Goodwill.
I feel like Joe is like me in the regard that
you know a little bit about a lot as opposed to a lot about a little. And I am always a fan of that. I'd rather know a little bit about everything than everything about just one thing. I mean, I know a lot about certain things, just, you know, profession wise and things like that growing up. But I'd rather be the guy that knows a little bit about everything. That way you could dabble in all the conversations. It's like, it's like a cornucopia of conversation.
Cornucopia is a great word. You know, I like to pride myself on my trivia abilities. Cause you're absolutely right.
I would love to do a trivia night with us three. We talked
Perez
about this
as well.
And Perez. Because I really do feel like we would give any team a run for their money. I really do believe that. Like, we went over this. Bob would have pop culture.
And sports.
Sports. You know, and then Joe and I would have to be the book. Perez is a smart guy. So, I mean.
Perez is like, if you ask Perez any capital city of any country.
See, geography is a big one. Because that's not my strong suit. Yeah,
I'm good with flags. I'm good with flags. By the way, we did a trivia question the other day. We for Callaway, they started asking us trivia.
Yeah.
And the one guy asked this question. He's like, if you have 2 quarters, 3 nickels, 4 dimes, or whatever, Bob answered it like this. And he was like, 89 cents. I was like, Bob is a money guy. If you ask Bob a question about money, I was shocked.
Mike, yeah, that's one way to put it.
Bob's not known for his math skills. He had the answer like this. Like, the guy hadn't even finished answering the question. Bob's like, 89 cents.
And Bob, that is Bob, that's a bad look for you, bro. Yeah, you can answer that quickly. Yes, because really? You don't answer anything.
Everyone
that
was dumbfounded. We couldn't believe it.
That's
the toughest part was seeing me get the answer right and seeing how shocked people were. It's
like, Bobby Bucks. Shocked.
Yeah. All right, boys. Perfect time to transition into our top five. This is another Mikey V top five. I thought his top five last week was one of the best top fives we've ever done with top five pet peeves. He's back for more. And
Who won that?
I don't know. I think you did well, Joe. People liked yours for sure.
I actually on Instagram I had saw it where I thought mine was doing really well.
Was it? T-Bone's got to monitor that. We got
to
get.
We should come up with a top five winner every week to see how
we have to come up with something like extraordinary for the live show. It's got to be like extraordinary. I we got to hit the lab on that.
Crowd involved too. Mikey V, tell the folks what we're going to be doing and then pick who you want to go first.
Well, in honor of the late, great Bobby Knight passing away last week, I thought that it may be appropriate to give the top five. We've done coaches, but the top five coaches that you'd want to play for. Top five coaches you'd want to play for. Not the greatest coaches necessarily, but the top five coaches that you'd want to play for. There's no limits. There's no NFL. It's got to be. There's no living or dead. It could be anybody. My list just so happens to be mostly living. Mostly living. I wanted to do that, but no limits on that whatsoever. So anybody you please.
Okay, Mikey, and who would you like to pick to start?
I'd like to pick Joseph to start.
Shake it away.
Okay. I feel like Joe hasn't let off in quite some time for the top.
Yeah.
All right. I actually wrote 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I wrote 6 names here.
Well, you have to have your honorable mention, so that's
okay. That's fine. All right.
Bye, Bob.
I'm going to
get my charger, Joseph.
You know, just as I come to do my top five.
Joe hates when he leaves during the top five.
Like, you can't go like a second later, like while I'm starting. Anyways, the disrespect is negligible. All right, we're going to start with number 5. I'm going to start with a hockey coach and the best coach of all time, Scotty Bowman. Scotty Bowman, nine Stanley Cups, coached an absolute gauntlet of a team for the Red Wings for years.
Scotty Bowman.
Well, the hockey coach.
Best hockey coach of all time, Bob, in my honorable opinion. He deserves to be on this list. He's an incredible, incredible individual, deserves to be on top five list. I'm going to put him at 5. I had to show some love to the hockey game. I'm really showing a lot of love to the NHL today. At number four, I'm going to go with Sir Alex Ferguson of the Manchester United, the greatest.
What is going on? This is a wild list.
Joe is appealing to the international audience because the international listeners are definitely going to vote for cuts.
I'm sorry, Joe. You didn't deserve that. I'm sorry.
This is just you left. And you know what? It was actually more peaceful when you left, because at least I wasn't getting body bagged for my top five. But that's neither here nor there.
I apologize.
Sir Alex Ferguson, God bless the guy. Manchester United, to me, the greatest soccer coach of all time. Just decorated with just medals and just honorary awards. He to me is like the epitome of what it means to be a great footballer and a football coach in the term of a soccer football. At number three, we're going to go, this is where it gets tough. At number three, I'm going to go with Bill Parcells.
I love that play. Okay. I could get behind that.
Are we back? Okay.
Yeah, we're back.
Way back. The tuna, big tuna.
We want to talk about a guy who could just rev you up, make you laugh, get all the emotions going, but knew how to coach a football team. You're talking about Bill Parcells. I think he deserves to be on this list, quite frankly. He's a great coach.
I love Parcells. Great call.
Awesome guy.
Great call.
And number two, I'm going to go with Vince Lombardi. You want to talk about a
Packer
guy.
Fan, you have to do that.
I have got to include him. Passionate. He, no bullshit. Always there to win. And he won a lot. Vince Lombardi, number two.
I know exactly what Bob's going to say.
You really know about Vince Lombardi?
Have you ever watched the Ice Bowl?
I mean, how much do you really know?
They carried him off in glory. The Super Bowl is named after him.
That retort from Joe the fact that you ask him, what do you really know about Vince Lombardi? And his immediate retort, the first thing that goes through his brain is, you ever watch the Ice Bowl? That is just so incredible that Joe, you don't need to say another word, because that was perfect. Perfect
Thank
retort.
You.
Perfect.
Fuck you, Bob. Number one, I'm going to go with an undisputed GOAT, Phil Jackson. Yeah, Phil Jackson,
Zen master.
At number one. You want to talk about a guy. It takes a lot to coach a team that has Dennis Rodman on it, and allowing him to go to Las Vegas Good in the him. Midst of a dynasty push. I mean, this guy just gets it.
Would you say that Phil was that great, or would you, because this is not about being great. You want to play for Phil. I get that. I agree with that. I agree. It's perfect for the list, Joe. My thing about Phil is, like, was he put on ready-made teams? Jordan, Pippen, those guys, Lakers, Kobe, Shaq. Like, it just felt like he always was just, he's such in the right place at the right time kind of
guy.
But in terms of who to play for, I agree.
If you're good, you're in the right place at the right time. You know, you've got to be good to be lucky. I don't think he was lucky. I think, by the way, how many times now in the NBA do they try to create these super teams and they're an absolute flop because you're dealing with so many different diva mentalities and personalities? You have to learn how to bring everyone together and make them work as a unit.
The Brooklyn Nets are the best example of that. I agree 100%.
I think coaching is so much more like outside, like football, I do think can probably affect games maybe the most. Baseball, the least. I think coaching is so.
I don't know about baseball, Bob. Managing a team with the bullpen decisions and when you're going to pull your starter, when you're going to pinch hit. I think basketball is the least of all of them, to be honest, because I think these guys just go out and they just run the fucking team themselves if they're really good.
Sometimes you got to draw plays with the last minute shots and stuff like that.
I think if I had to guess, I would say baseball probably the least. Like, I honestly think that I could manage the Yankees. I really do. I think I know enough about the Yankees that I can know when to put.
You know the game of baseball very well.
What position? Yeah. Now
you do.
I mean, basketball or football, I'd have a problem. But I think coaching is so much more of just keeping the locker room and not like being a player's coach or just like having control of the locker room more than anything and getting the guys to play, especially in the NBA. But I could coach the Yankees. I double down on that. I could coach them. Let's go ahead.
Put in the call to Brian Cashman.
Do you think you could coach the Bears, Mikey V?
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mikey. Yeah. That's no, Mikey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Better that, better. I could do a better job than Matt Eberflus. 100%. I listen. It is what it is. You know why? This is why. Because as a head coach, if I get carte blanche on my staff, I could pick who I want as my O coordinator, D coordinator, all of that. I get to hand pick those guys. I'd have a really, really good looking team.
So
really
you want to be the general manager. You don't want to coach. You want to be the general
manager. No, I'd like to be the head coach.
Manager?
No.
You really think that you could coach the Chicago Bears?
Well, you really think you could coach the New York Yankees?
For sure.
That's like the pot.
Yeah, so why is yours so automatic and mine is so absurd? Why is that?
I don't know. That's why I called it out.
Because baseball.
Oh, because he thinks that baseball is a lot less involved.
By far. I could watch a Yankee game and tell you just about every single move that Boone is about to make. And a lot of other people can. It's not just me. People who watch the season day to day.
Well, that's because he's a bonehead.
I felt that way about Joe Torre a lot. All you had to know about Joe Torre towards the end was he's bringing in Scott Proctor. That was pretty much what was going to happen with the Yankees.
Wow. But by the way, not just me. Anybody, I think, who watches their baseball team every single regular season game is going to know who's likely coming in.
Joe Torre also had the luxury of just bringing in Mariano Rivera every game and not having to worry about a damn thing.
Those were the good old days, man.
They were. And we'll never get that again. Never get that with my dad. I'm telling you, I'll never get it. Joe, you'll never get it. Stanley
at least you had it. Mike, at least you had it.
Yeah, I know. Nobody feels bad for us. Nobody. Could you imagine if the Bears won the Super Bowl, the Canucks won the Stanley Cup, and the Yankees won the World Series all in the same year?
Yeah, that would be special.
That would be real special.
Mikey, if the Bears won the Super Bowl, like, just once.
Yeah.
Well, like, what would you
–
All
I want is one time. That's
what
it.
Would you
just
do? What would
it.
Be the celebration? Like, I feel like you wouldn't know what to do or how to react.
First of all, if they play, I'll go. Second, if they win, I'd go to the parade. 100%, I would go. And that would be it. That would be it. It would be great. It would be great.
I would.
It would be great.
I don't like crowds anymore, but I would go to a Yankees parade. I would.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, we have a new friend of the program. He's been following me for quite some time. Dear friend of the program.
He might come. Possibility
of him being at the Breezy Lounge. Opening.
Who is
possibility.
It?
Anthony Rizzo.
Oh, the Riz. Nobody beats the Riz. I love him.
Your friend.
By the way, Lyndhurst, New Jersey. Anthony Rizzo.
Is that so?
Yeah, goddamn right that's so.
I have a lot of pride in New Jersey, but Mikey V's got a different type of pride in that state.
Golden Bear.
Sure. Anthony Rizzo. Okay, top five. I put five together. I didn't put them in order yet, but I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to wing it. Number five, one of the most respected coaches out there. Players played for him. They love him. Give me Coach K at five.
I feel like my list and your list, for whatever reason, is going to be very similar.
I got two ones that I don't think that may not be in there. Let's take a look.
Coach K is a great call.
Number four, this guy is one of my favorite coaches, and I think his guys absolutely love him. He's one of the best recruiters of all time. He's only won one title, but he's one of the best recruiters of all time. John Calipari.
Okay.
I got John Calipari at four. I think he's fucking terrific. Number three, I got Andy Reid.
I like Andy Reid play. I like that play. Guy loves cheeseburgers. He runs a fun offense. You'd want to play for that.
He's the fucking man. Yeah. So I got Andy Reid at three. And then number two, I got Pop. Give me Greg Popovich at two. When he had Tony Parker, Ginobili, all those guys, they just love him. Even now, it sucks that the Spurs suck. They got, you know, Wembanyama now. How do you pronounce it?
Wembanyama. Yeah.
Wembanyama.
Wembanyama.
I thought it was Victor Wembanyama, but.
Wembanyama.
What are you doing, Joe? Why are you doing it like that?
Because you're saying it wrong. It's Wembanyama.
All right, we got it. All right, fuck, we got it, Joe. Jesus.
Al Baghdadi.
Okay. And then number one, I don't think he's not a very tenured coach. It's been short-lived so far.
Who the fuck is this?
How could
you? Oh, don't tell me it's Mike McDaniels, Bob.
No.
Okay.
Thank God.
I really thought that's where he was going when he said not long tenured.
This guy that I'm about to say is right up your alley. And you
alley?
It's right up your alley. You would run through a brick wall for this guy.
I have no idea.
You want to take a guess?
No, I took my guess. Mike McDaniel. I was wrong.
Give me Dan Campbell.
Dan Campbell. That's a good one.
That's a pretty good one, actually.
That's a good one. That's a good one, dude.
This guy is it's the funniest thing when you ever see Big Cat on
that's a great one.
Take. He asked him like a spoof question about football. And Dan Campbell didn't know that he was like kind of spoofing him and fucking with him. And Campbell starts crying, talking about the game of football.
Yeah.
Unbelievable clip. Yep, unbelievable.
Yep.
Shout out Big Cat, StuFinder.com. That's my list. Mike V, we send it on over to you.
All right, number five. This guy, you know, he didn't leave on the great. I have a couple guys. This is going to be very controversial. My first two guys I feel like are going to be extremely controversial. This guy did not leave on good terms with LSU, but I would fucking walk into the fire for Eddie Orgeron.
Sure.
I would walk into a volcano with lava coming. Eddie O, the voice, everything. I fucking love Eddie O, man. I think he would be great to play for. Number four, people are going to legitimately hate. They're going to hate this. But the way he embraces rivalry, the level of seriousness he took every single game, it's Urban Meyer.
Urban Meyer.
Put his experience with the Jacksonville Jaguars aside because it's not his wheelhouse. He's a college football coach. That's what he is.
You just picked him because he's an Ohio State coach.
I picked him because he won national titles at two schools and he has the highest winning percentage of any college football coach ever. That's why I picked him. He's a winner. I want to win. If I'm playing at the highest level, I want to fucking win. There's nobody that's a bigger winner than Urban Meyer.
I can't stand him. He's a scumbag.
A lot of people are going to have that opinion. And I get that. A lot of people are going to have that opinion. I'm talking about him strictly as a coach.
Yo, sorry to cut you off. Remember when we saw him at the Nice Guy and I wanted to go and take a picture and I don't know why?
You should have. I would have loved that.
Yeah.
Number three, I do have the late, great Bobby Knight. I would want to play for Bobby Knight. A lot of people don't want
to
play.
He would rip you to shreds, Mike.
But I like that, though. I like that. I like a hard-ass military-style coach. Like, I like that because I just trust that. I feel like when push comes to shove and, like, you're going against somebody who's not as tough on his guys and the going gets tough in a game, I feel like my team will be better prepared than yours. That's the way I feel. Give me Bobby Knight. Give me the chair chuck across the fucking floor. I love that shit. I love it.
And Bobby Knight would be at each other's throats.
That's also possible. Yeah, that's probably possible. Number two,
after one game,
I think we would have respect for each other, mutual respect. Number two, I have Coach K. I think Coach K is a great call. I just respect the shit out of what he did at Duke. I like Dean Smith, too, from North Carolina. He almost made the list. But Coach K, I'm going to take number two. Just a legend and his whole approach to the game. And I thought he was excellent. Number one, I really hate to do this. I hate to put this guy here because I really get very aggravated with the bias that his team gets a lot of times, but there's no disputing what this guy has done. And if I want to go play, I want to go play for him. Nick Saban. Nick Saban to me has got to be number one on my list. He created a modern factory at Alabama. It's an absolute factory over there. And I didn't want to go back to like Bear Bryant, so I kept it modern and Nick Saban. That's my five. Honorable mention for me, I'll just start it, is Bobby Cox. I love Bobby Cox, the Braves manager. I would play for Bobby Cox, man. He's a cool fucking guy, Bobby Cox.
I respect that.
Bobby Cox.
Joey D, who do you got?
John Madden's my honorable mention.
That's a great one. That's a great one.
Who doesn't want to play for John Madden?
When
he was alive. Rest in peace.
I was going to go Bill Belichick for my honorable mention.
Bob, who was your one again?
I just feel like everyone hates playing for him, though.
Yeah, I look, you have such an edge on the game. And I think him and Julian Edelman, the relationship they had.
I think that's
so cool. I think that's awesome. And I think I would fuck with him a lot and he would get so sick of me, but in like a fun way.
You'd have to be really good to do that.
That's correct.
coaches, some of these coaches, like, I just feel like if you were great, like, it doesn't matter how big of a prick they were. If they knew you were great and you put in the work, they would just tolerate it and they would just be good.
Yeah.
If you were trash, you'd be gone.
That's probably the case. But I'm ready to manage the Yankees. I'm ready to manage the Yankees. I want, if Boone goes, I'm there. I'm ready to go. If Eberflus goes, Mikey V's ready to go. And who's ever coaching Manchester United, whoever that may be.
Sir Alex.
It was Sir Alex Ferguson. He's no longer the, he's no, it's now, I think it's Pep Guardiola now.
Is it still Pep Guardiola?
Manchester, let me look. I don't know. I haven't followed soccer in a little while now.
Okay. All right. Well, the good news is that's been another edition of the Brailman Dumb
Show. Eric Ten Hag. I don't even know who the fuck that is.
We hope you like, comment, subscribe. I really do love you, boys. A lot to come this week. Big NFL Sunday coming for the boys. Head on swivel. I love you, boys. I appreciate you. Another edition, Brailman Dumb Show.